inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row.
It's garlic harvesting time. Coming up on this week's edition of Garden Talk, how to make sure garlic are ready, what to look for, how to harvest, and how to cure and store them. And with us in the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
You've mentioned earlier that when some of the lower leaves start turning a little bit yellow, then we're getting kind of close, right?
Yes, among other things. So we planted this stuff way back last September and October, and finally it's time to get it out of the ground. What, 9 months later, I guess it's appropriate. Watch the garlic. For those folks who have left a few scapes on top, the scapes are starting to straighten up. Looking at the leaves, overall plant top to bottom, upper leaves should still be green, perhaps starting to yellow tips. But the lowest leaves nearest the ground should be starting to turn yellow or brown. That's one indication of harvest. Another one is do a little bit of test digging. Pull out, gently pull out, loosen up with a garden fork or shovel a few to make sure that there are still nice skins covering the garlic bulbs for longer term storage. And the other thing, with as heavy of rainfall as we've had in June and July, plants have grown really well. But there's a lot of fungus everywhere, it seems like. Particularly some few garlic stems may get either what's called gray mold or white mold. At the base of the stem, the lower 2-3 inches above the soil. And that's an indication those particular stems, those plants, need to be gotten out immediately so that that fungus doesn't infect the rest of the crop. I do keep them apart, clean them separately, handle them separately so that I am not physically transferring some of those mold spores. So that's really important.
Okay. And for the ones that may not be moldy, or the ones that may still have good skins on them, or maybe the signs are that they're not quite ready, can we still leave them in the ground for a few more weeks?
That's exactly the game I am playing. I mean, I'm watching the weather forecasts, hoping for drier weather. Some of those that are very nice and green, they really, in another week or two, can really bulk up more, really do grow a lot in those last few weeks. So if I can get away with leaving them in the ground longer, definitely do that. Again, I'll be checking during that time. But then the key thing is what we do with them after we get them out of the ground to gently peel down the lowest leaves to reveal these white bulbs. When they first come out of the ground, a lot of them will have really nice red colors or stripes on them. And when we peel those outer skins off, that you lose that, but in storage and drying conditions, a lot of that color comes back. So, which is a nice thing to see. But the key thing really is getting the cleanup, getting dirt off it, taking soil off as much as we can off the roots too, before we hang them up, take them to our furnace room or other nice, warm, dry place to cure for 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. And you mentioned warm, dry place, furnace room. Do we want to put them in our root cellar or anything else like that, or is that going to be too cool?
That's likely to be too cool. Yeah, ideally 70 to 80 degrees would be better to get them to dry out. We can either leave the whole plant still attached, leaves and all, and hang them up to dry. We can also cut them off, cut them off with a long stem, however, say about 6-inch long stem. Then it dries out through the stem a bit, where the other way the bulb is kind of pulling some of the nutrients back out of the leaves, but it also takes a little longer to dry, and that drying is the critical part toward long-term storage.
After those 2 or 3 weeks, then they're ready to eat or ready to replant then, I take it, right?
Yeah, well, certainly we can eat them right away, but the flavor tends to be a bit harsher when they're really fresh. But again, for fresh garlic, that's great. The other nice thing that we can do with these green leaves that we're tearing off, we can use those in cooking, or even, because they're very mild, chop them up, toss them into salads. They're more like slightly garlic-flavored chives, essentially, or green onions. So you can use a lot of that green leaves in soups and stews, in salads. If you're making some sort of garlic spread or otherwise, you can use those. Get a little bit more use out of that. And those stems, leaves, and other things, and particularly the moldy stuff that we're taking off, I do not compost. I get rid of that into a separate disposal area. So again, I am not continuing to keep or reinvest some of my ground with more of those mold spores.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the advice.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.